The approval of the lease renewal and legislation comes after weeks of council debate and more than a dozen amendments. The tribe wants the Navajo Generating Station to increase their yearly payments from $3 million to $43 million. It also wants the power plant to control fly ash. But the tallest order has to do with water. The Salt River Project, or SRP, uses water from Arizona's allocation of the Colorado River to operate the plant. The Navajo Nation wants plant owners to promise they won't oppose any claim the tribe would make to that water. Ernie Za is spokesman for the Navajo President's Office. Za says if you look at the original lease, the utility doesn't have to comply with the tribe's amendments.
We're really in a catch-22 situation. SRP and the other owners didn't necessarily have to seek out Navajo Nation approval. Now, you know, if they didn't, we can only speculate as to the climate that would have created.
An SRP spokesman says it's concerned about how much water the tribe might claim and its impact on the generating station's operations. The power plant also has to resolve issues with the Environmental Protection Agency. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.